My name is Robert Zhao, and I'm a visual artist based in Singapore, and I work with photography. My friend, who is a conservationist now, from my secondary school, he will go to Tanah Merah, which is a reclaimed land near, which is now Changi Naval Base. He would bring me to go there, and we'll walk from Tanah Merah Ferry Terminal into the end of the reclaimed land, and that was easily 2 hours. And it was very amazing for me because I never stepped. I stepped foot into reclaimed land before in Tuas, where my father goes to fish. That was kind of my first experience. But to actively walk in so much sand, I immediately felt. And my friend was there because the sand created a lot of habitats. There are marshes and attracted a lot of different birds to come to Singapore. And he even saw Himalayan vultures there. So I was very interested in the site because it was very surreal. Subsequently, in my diploma in visual comm, all my projects were of that landscape there, simply because of the aesthetics. And then when I went to study my BA in Camberwell, BA in photography, that was when I started to think about the possibilities of reimagining the past or things that has not been photographed or has not been used with photographs, especially with the reclaimed land. I started to wonder how come there just weren't any images or memories of people in the landscape. Do we really have nothing besides ecological damage that the land has done? Does it have any connection with the people? Did people like me walk in the landscape feeling very surreal in the past? I'm sure there was, but was this documented in any way? So when I found out that perhaps because it was artificial dunes that nobody really cares so much for it, but when it's natural dunes like in Japan or Vietnam or in the States or in France, it attracts a lot of attention. People visit the dune, they walk in the dune and walk in and walk out. So for me, I was doing the same thing, the same kind of landscape, but in Singapore, in a very highly artificial landscape. So that's when I appropriated all these images from the dunes I visit overseas into a dune here, and I said that it was a dune here, and these were images from the 70s or 80s. Kind of imagery I felt was lacking in our discourse about land reclamation and other ways to approach it besides process, you know, because they're huge land mass, and it's not a typical Singapore land mass, but it's a huge land mass for me that has been constantly happening since the 60s
and beyond that, even
when Raffles was here, they started reclaiming, and it's, I think it's constant enough to be a feature. I think it's only in the last 10 years that restriction to that kind of land was stepped up. Because 17 years ago, I could freely walk in and out. And it was towards nearing 10 years ago, then maybe weekends sometimes let you in, and then finally now they fence it all up and you can't really go. I don't know why. But I think maybe with social media and images being easier to kind of translate, move around, transmit. It was just a good idea to not let people go in. Although already there were very little people inside anyway.